This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So the long and short of it is, Rick Hilberg, and we've got a lot of ground to cover and some questions from our audience, but sure. I don't expect that you anticipate the UFO mystery being solved within our lifetimes. While you and I and Alan Greenfield and those still left are still amongst us here, if it's going to be solved, it will be far in the future.
It will be solved in the future, or it will be understood in the future. Me personally, I believe we are dealing with an intelligence that has existed along with us, humankind, since the very beginnings of our sentience and the establishment of what we call civilization. Whether this intelligence is corporeal or not, I do not know. But it has followed us, shadowed us, it has toyed with us. It's something kind of like valet, I think, believes in certain cases. It has created things, wonders for us. It created the flying shields that the Romans reported, the wheel within a wheel that the prophet Ezekiel described, and going on down through the years, the airships, the mystery airships of 1896 and 1897 and later. And it's curious that these manifestations seem to kind of parallel our development at the time. You know, airships back in the 1890s, well, it was considered, that's impossible. Men will never be able to get up in these balloons and travel and whatnot. And heavier than aircraft were just, dismissed out of hand. But look what happened. We eventually did. The Wright brothers did, and other Samuel Langley and other, people who were working on this did. And the ufonauts of today, the people that are abducting, our people are being abducted. Millions of them, if we believe some of the statistics that some of these people are coming up with, because everybody is an experiencer. I had several trigger incidents, or you remember this, you don't do this, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you could be the experiencer, and you can put into hypnotic regression. Oh, there you are. You've had an experience. Anyway, we had that long before. Before the ufonauts, it was the fairies. The fairies abducted human people. They did things to people. They induced missing time. What's the difference? It's evolving. The fairies died out. The fairies died out really in the late 1890s, 1890, around 1900. Some of the last of the actual fairy, the wee folk, the good neighbors, whatever you want to call them, the gentry, were seen in the British Isles primarily, in the Celtic countries. And guess what? Eventually, a few years later, we had beings showing up that now have evolved into little gray creatures. So I believe that something is there with us, messing with us. Why it's messing with us, I don't know. Is it just in some sort of perverse way trying to just to annoy us? I don't know. Are they trying to teach us something? I don't know. But I think that's where the phenomenon comes from. And possibly sometime in the future, some historian or sociologist or whatever may look at all the evidence and come up with this and say, there's something going on here. Maybe put two and two together. Maybe, that they will finally be recognized, or who knows, we may never really meet them or come face to face with them. That's my take. But no, I don't think we will ever find an answer in our lifetime.
See, though, this is why it's important to know the history of the phenomena, to research the history of the phenomena. You know, I get a lot of grief from people who say, you know, these old cases, they're not important. It's, you know, it's the new ones. The new ones are going to help us understand everything. And it's somewhat irritating because of that closed-minded attitude. And it's like you had stated previously, you know, the research then just goes kind of on an infinite loop. You know, people thinking that they've discovered something new when it was old news 50 years ago.
Right. Exactly. And that's the direction I've gone in recent years. When my late wife became ill, I decided to cease publication of Flying Saucer Digest, which had been going since 1967, which I took over, eventually upon Al's death in 1990, Al Mannix's death in 1999, and did a lot of publishing, you know, besides Flying Saucer Digest. I decided in 2018 it was time to retire because she was going to need all kinds of care and treatments. So, but even before that time, I was really heavily into historical research. That's where I've been the last 20 years or so. So I've been doing this historical research, trying to get original material wherever I can. Go back to the very beginning, get primary sources, whether it be newspapers of the time, articles that were published in whatever publications, magazines, books, whatever, before they became contaminated, retold so many times and became distorted. So that's where I've been, and that's about all that I'm doing today is doing historical writing on the subject. I write for several publications, one's print and one's online, plus I do my own Facebook postings of historical cases that people just choose to ignore. But that's where I'm at, and I agree with you wholeheartedly, Tim.
Would you say that, like, I think a lot of researchers who started out, I mean, were you originally in the extraterrestrial hypothesis camp?
Yes. We suspected that would be the ultimate answer. That's the answer we were basically hoping for, because it was quite a romantic notion that we are actually being visited by sentient beings from some other planet or some other galaxy or wherever. And we thought they were all nuts and bolts. Until we really started to study, and they evolved even more. They evolved from, you know, just like the Socorro incident, you know, in 1964, where these two little clad creatures were seen by Lonnie Zamoran beside an egg-shaped object and fooling around in an arroyo or whatever, eventually took off. It went for more, where people were actually being stopped on the highway, such as the Hills back in 1961, and taken on board the UFOs, and it just went on from there. It escalated, so who knew? Who knew? But at that time, we thought that was where we would eventually end up. But little did we know.
Well, I know that when I first started in this crazy game back in the 50s and 60s, as a preteen and a teenager, I really believed the mystery would be solved. I couldn't even think, when I'm 76 years old, it's still going to be doing the same thing?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people get discouraged about it. A lot of the old timers have really dropped out simply because of that. I mean, I know a lot of people who just, this is crazy. Well, I'm wasting my time. But somehow or other we're hanging on. But somehow or other, when you go back to it, there's a certain mystique about the whole field somehow or other. And to me, and I said this many times before, somehow the whole idea of the UFOs, and I'm thinking as I would be thinking back as a teenager, okay, when the world was a little fresher and a little newer and a little less complicated and I was a little less cynical. But to me, there was a sense of wonder, dreaming, and awe all at the same time about these things. And that's what hooked me really on the subject. And that's what still keeps me going, believe it or not. I still have that sense. It's not as strong as it used to be, but I still have that within me.
We've got Tim and Jean and Rick. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Special guest this week is the one, the only, except no substitutes, Rick Hilberg. Our guest co-host is Tim Swartz, who is about to ask Rick a question. Go ahead, Tim.
We had talked in the previous segment about the extraterrestrial hypothesis, and I don't, I'm not talking about the contactees from the 1950s, but, you know, there have been a lot of one-off encounters where the human witnesses basically were told by the guys that came out of these landed craft, oh yeah, you know, we come from, you know, Zeta Reticuli or whatever. So I mean, it's no wonder that fairly early on, you know, people were like, yeah, you know, UFOs, nuts and bolts, spaceships from other planets, when you actually had these humanoids seemingly confirm these ideas.
Yes, I think that's where we are today. Except now there are so many one-offs that have come over the years that have been kind of woven together in a tapestry. I mean, we have insectoid beings, we have the little gray aliens, we have these tall Nordic-like beings, we have reptilian beings. You name it. We have jelly donut-filled beings. We have them from all different, you know, types of physical characteristics, seemingly from, you know, 19 zillion different planets or galaxies. What? You mean to tell me that all these people or all these civilizations are here visiting us, doing these god-awful things to us? You know? If I would believe that there were so many people being abducted, and by so many different civilizations, whether they're working together or not, I mean, these beings would have to be stacked up, you know, worse than Kennedy Airport on a busy holiday up in the sky, trying to get their business done. So, you tell me. I mean, it's a mess. What? Where is the consistency? The ufologists today are willing to accept any story, no matter how outlandish it is, no matter how illogical it may be. They simply do not even know the principle of Occam's razor. There is just this whole plethora of things that are accepted, that are believed in, and that are gospel now. It's etched in stone. This is what's happening. So to me, it's totally bizarre. Any pretense of trying to be scientifically, you know, studying this thing, no matter what group may claim they're studying them scientifically, is just a bunch of hogwash.
I know that it's really become a quagmire in trying to research this, but I mean, I know from cases that I have investigated and have talked to people firsthand, people who have no desire for publicity, that aren't looking for attention or to make money. They're just scared and wondering what happened to them. And some of the wildest stories from just your average Joe on the streets just really flabbergasts me sometimes. So, I mean, yeah, it's no wonder that people tend to be really confused about which direction or which directions, you know, like going in all different directions that our research is taking us. I mean, it's so much simpler, you know, back in the 60s.
Right. Yeah. You so and so saw this, saw that, but this is similar to that case, and that case is similar to this case, and, you know, right on down the line. But I think what has really confused things is the rise of the internet has really, in a way, sort of dumbed down the field considerably, because it allows every Tom, Dick, and Harry and Harriet to go online and to post, you know, some of their tales. Some of them are probably undoubtedly quite serious. Some of them are far from serious. Some of them are just, you know, trying to have a good time. And unfortunately, a lot of people are listening to what these people say. So it's really confused the field. And there are so many cameras now. Smartphones have, every smartphone has a camera. A pretty sophisticated camera, you know, considering the technology of the 50s or 60s. Now people are carrying them on their, you know, on their person everywhere, every day, all night, seemingly. Where back then you had a photograph was taken of a UFO or something, the photography had to be very damn lucky to have had to have a camera by while this thing was there. and got the shot. But you know what? I have not seen any really credible, good quality photographs of UFOs. I see a lot of light refractions. I see a lot of lights in the sky. I see a lot of people that are saying these are orbs and that they're UFOs when they're just motes of dust or something, or camera artifacts of the digital camera. I see reflections in windows, reflections of streetlights. It's unbelievable the crap, the stuff that is coming out today is just totally unbelievable. It's there's no quality in these photographs. If there was something really going on here on a consistent basis, the way these people are claiming, they would have gotten some decent photographs that aren't such obvious crap or manipulated. Some people come up with these really nice photographs and stuff that are a product of, you know, Photoshop or whatever. Stuff could be manipulated. And some of the films, oh my Lord, they're just hokey. It's crazy. It's like the, you know, the madhouse. The inmates are running the asylum here.
Well, that's what we always say here on the Paracast, that we are a bunch of inmates struggling to understand this really crazy, wacky world of ours. But the point I always worry about here is, in terms of solid physical evidence, considering all the sightings, the people who claim to be abducted, there doesn't seem to be a lot going on there, even though something real is happening. So are we suggesting less than physical?
That's a great possibility, yes. We undoubtedly are in certain instances. And in many cases, I actually don't think that there is any outside intelligence that is connected with it. I believe a lot of these cases are occurring in the minds of the witnesses themselves, the experiencers themselves, for whatever reason. And there is another opportunity, and I think this is something in the future that psychology or psychiatry or both may be able to find some answers to why are these people. Well, it has become, in essence, as many have said before, including Jung, is sort of turned into a functioning myth somehow or other. So to these people that are having these experiences, they are absolutely convinced that what has happened to them and what is happening to them is actually real.
We have another reality to explore.
Yes.
With Rick, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is seeking to block more offshore drilling along the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. The U.S. Oil and Gas Association President Tim Stewart joins Fox News to share his thoughts on this development.
We are behind, for sure. The reality is this is the problem with a somewhat schizophrenic energy policy where the president says one thing and the bureaucracy does another.
Meanwhile, Biden faces calls from his own party to do more to curb fossil fuel emissions. Flight delays and cancellations are worsening as the holiday weekend gets underway. The number of delays within, into, or out of the United States jumped to 2,450 alone on Saturday. Nearly 600 flights have been canceled on Saturday as well. The airport seeing the most issues is Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. This is USA Radio News. An American being held in Russia's trial is underway.
WNBA star and Olympic gold medalist Brittany Griner was accused by a Russian prosecutor of moving a significant amount of cannabis oil during her first appearance in court Friday. U.S. Deputy Chief of Mission Elizabeth Rude outside the Moscow courtroom.
The Russian Federation has wrongfully detained Ms. Griner. Wrongful detention is unacceptable wherever it occurs, and it endangers the safety of everyone traveling, living, working, studying abroad.
Law experts in the United States say Ms. Griner will be found guilty in a Russian court as the judge presents the evidence and does most of the work in the trial. Proceedings will continue Thursday as Brittany faces 10 years in prison. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tesla vehicle deliveries fell quarter over quarter for the first time in more than 2 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Micah Hanks of the Grayling Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Long and short, Rick Hilberg, and we'll get into more detail. And also, we have questions from our audience that Tim will bring up. You don't see a physical reality behind any of this?
I see a physical reality possibly behind some of it. I'm still holding out that there is some sort of this intelligence that I really kind of think is doing it. They may be able to create a physical presence somehow that we do not understand. So I think some of this, some of these cases, yes, that is the case. But I think the overwhelming number of the experiencer cases are self-generated. Let's put it that way. That they are creating these experiences out of some sort of need. Let's face it, the UFO myth is everywhere. We can see it on the advertising on television. We can see it on the TV, on these various TV shows all the time. Those who still read can read about them all they want to. We see it on the internet and the postings and that. It has become like I said before, a functioning myth. And to those people, it's very real. And as a matter of fact, there may be so many people that believe in the myth that maybe it is real in a certain sense. That it does manifest itself in some sense or other. I think the vast majority of the experiencer cases are self-generated, and it's not any intentional hoaxing on the part of the percipients. And far from it, they, as I said before, they thoroughly, truly believe that that has been happening to them.
Well, this is a good opportunity to bring up one of the questions from our listeners. And this one is from Richard Hopkins. And Richard wants to know if Rick has discovered anything about portals to other dimensions or other realities. That seems to be a hot thing right now going on around the UFO community.
No, I have not. The idea of window areas, Teal brought up back in the 1960s. This was areas around the country that Teal had supposedly investigated, where UFOs would somehow manifest themselves more often than, you know, at any other time at some other random location. These were hot areas where something from somewhere would come and mess with people or be seen or do bizarre things, such as Mothman and some of these other cases. Now it's become portals, space-time portals. It's kind of interesting that as science fiction movies have evolved and become more and more dependent upon special effects and storylines that are very exciting, you know, from Star Wars, from Star Trek, from Star Wars, on and on and on and on. I think the idea of portals have been brought up numerous times. You know, like the Philadelphia Experiment, talked about things of that nature. I'm trying to think about the one movie, Final Countdown, is another good example of something like that happening, where people are somehow or other sucked back into time, and the aircraft carrier Nimitz goes back to before Pearl Harbor and finds out what is told by someone from the past or whatever, or what's going to happen, and had a chance to, you know, to wipe out the Japanese fleet. But it's been there. It's been there in fiction. It's been there in our science fiction and story. And I think that's probably has caused another resurgence of this idea. But again, you know, it's kind of like, if you keep going on and on and on about all these UFOs are coming down, there's being sighted up, that gets boring. That gets old hat. That's, you know, I'm tired of this. You have to kind of escalate things up. You have to have some other, you know, titillating thing. Oh, look what they're doing now. Or, oh gosh, look at that ranch down in Utah. Look at all this stuff that's going on down there. Oh my gosh, that's a portal. That's from, you know, I don't know. But to me, I think it's just the field evolving and people naturally evolving to satisfy some sort of need. I don't know what the need is. But I've never investigated any portals or alleged portals. I have investigated window areas. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, yeah, I have. As a matter of fact, I lived several blocks from a window area in Cleveland that I wrote about extensively, where things like this would pop up from time to time and were witnessed by people, including myself and other ufologists, by Ed Beeble, down there in Arizona, in Nogales. He's still active in the field, and he was then living in Cleveland and part of our, you know, local group. He was there to witness these things. He knew about this window area. So, yes, I have investigated window areas, but we did not consider them portals at that time. We just thought this was some area where somehow or other these things are sighted more frequently for whatever reason.
All right. So now you say that things would pop up. What were people seeing, you know, close to your area?
They would see conventional UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
They would see, you know, for instance, and I could even tell you the date. It was May 6th of 1966. A number of us had gathered at the home of one of our fellow members on the west side of Cleveland, from those who are familiar with Cleveland, in the West Park area on Triscuit Avenue. We were admittedly sky watching that particular night because we were all ufologists, and sky watching was a very popular activity. People would give an opportunity to get together at night, bring your binoculars, bring your camera, bring a telescope, whatever, and we would, you know, have a good time. We would watch the sky for UFOs and be able to discuss our favorite subject, and just, you know, it was something to do. And we thought, well, maybe we'll get lucky. Well, we did get lucky that night. About quarter to 10 o'clock, just as it was, the last light was there, we happened to sight an object that was coming up from the southwest, heading up towards the northeast. And this thing was moving silently. If you, any of you, your listeners have ever seen the old television series Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, that good Irwin Allen classic from the 60s. If you remember that the submarine had a flying submarine, the flying sub, and the Sea View was the submarine, the flying sub. This is exactly what that damn thing looked like. It looked like the flying sub, the same mantis sort of shaped thing, heading silently on the bottom of it. It was the there were three bands, let's say, like looking like fluorescent bands of a whitish light on the bottom of it, which was also a whitish color, but distinguishable from the background color. And we were able to watch it for probably 15, 20 seconds until it went out of sight. I had my binoculars. I had it in the binoculars. Other people had it in their binoculars. Ed Beeble saw it. What was it? I don't know.
We got a lot more to know in our excursion through the history of ufology and the explorations into the unknown in which Rick Hilbert has engaged for so many decades. Obviously, he's not an E.T. follower. He's not chasing after E.T. He's not chasing after the Space Brothers. He's not going to be abducted, I don't think, tomorrow. And he's not going to channel, except maybe Channel 7 on his TV set.
Yes.
Tim Swartz is our guest co-host. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Jennifer Stein, executive producer of The Disclosure Dialogues. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We continue with Rick Hilberg. I kind of had to interrupt you there for a break. Would you want to go on, please?
Oh, well, that's my extent of a window area investigation. There were others in Ohio. I did not participate in those investigations. Ed Beeble did, along with some other people that I know, one down near the Wayne National Forest in central Ohio that Keel kind of put them on to, with mixed results. That's what we believed in. As I was saying back in that time, we did not believe in portals. We believed that there were certain areas where things were sighted more frequently for whatever reason, possibly popping in from some sort of portal, if you want to say it. But I don't think that was what everybody was actually thinking at the time. This is just where they congregate more often. I think there were certain sections on Long Island, I believe, Gene, where things were happening that Keel supposedly had investigated. It was quite active, right?
Yes, the portal area. What about Skinwalker Ranch?
Well, Skinwalker Ranch is a very interesting thing. I mean, you know, I read the first book about it, what was it, 25 years ago or whatever, in the NIDS days, the Bigelow days. It's all very interesting, all very fascinating, and there's where the portal idea popped up. Now that it's a very popular TV show, I do watch it occasionally.
But are we assuming it's a real area or just something staged to get people to come out there?
That is the question. I believe that there have been things that have happened there, as there have been things happening in other areas, other window areas over the years. And if we go back into history, we will find those window areas in various parts of the world and various parts of the country where things seem to happen year after year after year. Okay. Strange, mysterious things, not just UFOs, but sightings of monsters, Bigfoot, ghosts, you name it, apparitions, mystery creatures, cryptids, if you want to call them that, whatever. Yes. My only reservation about the Skinwalker Ranch thing going on is a weekly television show. It is a scripted weekly television show. In order to gain the ratings and an audience that's going to watch consistently week after week after week, to have a new wonder, you have to have a new mystery every week. And it just so happens that in every single episode, there is this mystery, this up that complicates things even more and makes things even more mysterious. So what the hell is going on? I have to watch next week. So sure as hell, you tune in next week and some more stuff happens. Mysterious as all hell. But then wait till next week and see how this turns out. It goes on and on. It's a television program that is trying to reach an audience, have sponsorship, pay some bills, and pay some people. If they found the answer, if the answer stopped coming, there would be no television show. The goose that laid the golden egg would be gone. And it's the same thing with this Oak Island thing. I mean, good God, they've been searching this program about Oak Island has been going on for, what, 10 years? And they're still trying to find the treasure, and they still haven't. They still, every week, they find something that's even more titillating to make you tune in. So, you tell me.
Well, I'll tell you this. There's a TV show called Law & Order, SVU, on NBC. It's been around for, what, 23 years so far?
Uh-huh.
So, if you have a show that's been around for 23 years, you want to keep the interest up.
Right. That's the business. You can't, you know, you can't, you have to keep interest up. You can't have somebody on your program that's not going to say anything, that's not going to bring something up that's going to interest some people. You'd be off the air. You'd be, you know, out of a gig. So everybody has to do something, has to come up with something. It's even more so, they're more so pressured in a television situation because that's such a dog-eat-dog industry. Those are the rules. That's the game. You have to play the game. Whether it's Ancient Astronauts, I mean, well, how long has that show been on? That's been on forever. I mean, you know, it is like, who is it? Josh Gates. If I'm getting the name right, the mysteries he explores, the other thing. They're always, we're looking for the mystery of the buried treasure of Sinbad the Sailor. Do they find it? No. It's just like not finding Bigfoot. You know, they never found the Bigfoot, but it went on week after week and you'd see little, oh God, we got a witness here. And they're out in the woods at night and they hear something knocking on a tree. Oh my God. You know, it has to go on and on.
It can't be solved because that's the end of the series. It's more so in a traditional drama. Even streaming now, instead of having episodes of the week, they do things in parts. So maybe Bosch is 10 parts. And what they'll do is they'll take one story, like a novel, and you'll see it resolved within 10 parts. You'll know by the time the season ends, most everything will be resolved, except perhaps maybe they'll leave a cliffhanger for the following season.
Yes.
But it will be resolved. But the difference being the old-fashioned TV show like Star Trek Strange New Worlds is old-fashioned. They resolve 98% of everything in one episode, and where there's anything left, it's just going to carry over for the entire season. That's the normal way. But with a reality show that's covering the paranormal, they can go on for 25 years, and they never find the real ghosts. Not just, oh, we found this noise and that noise.
Right, right. And what I found, too, about some of these programs, and this is one of my peeves, I won't mention the national organization that has had in the past a regular TV show about UFOs and supposedly seriously investigating them, but they have so-called experts that are on there who are producers or cast member or people off the, they're having this UFO researcher that I've never in my life heard of before or since, but they were on that program. You know, they're part of the production crew and they're in there and they're spouting off with all their expertise supposedly. And, they're phony.
I remember one instance where they really pulled something on one of our former co-hosts, Chris O'Brien. He goes on UFO Hunters. This is a show where William Burns was like the host. Okay, well, we can get into that, but we're not going to. We want to give a chance to answer the criticisms, and I haven't heard back from him. Anyway, so Chris is talking about the Mysterious Valley. And they moved everything in the edited version to Sedona, Arizona. Now, one thing about the Mysterious Valley, it is not in Sedona, Arizona. So what they did is they manipulated what he said and put the context totally different.
Right.
Why, I have
Sedona's
no idea.
Sedona's hot. Sedona is known. That's the paranormal capital of the Southwest. That's where all the in people, the New Age people, go to gather to experience whatever it is they experience. Not up in Colorado and New Mexico, in the San Luis Valley. That's all happening in Sedona. That's better. That plays better in Peoria, believe me.
I don't like driving there, though.
Driving where? Peoria?
No, driving to Sedona, Arizona from the Phoenix area, because you have these mountainous roads where you're turning around, and if you look to the left or right, you have this sheer cliff. I don't like driving on that kind of road, want to go there. Maybe I'll have a flying saucer take me. Maybe Scotty or someone will beam me up to the place, but I'm not going any other way.
Yeah, what is the creek or the whatever that goes down? It's a big scenic drive you can take from Phoenix down to Sedona. I can't think of the name. We did it. Carol and I did it years ago when we headed down that way. I forget some canyon or whatever. Anyway, but it's a rather scenic. It was a rather scenic drive for us. But that was a long time ago. Anyway,
my interest in driving these days is I have to go there. I will get there as safely as possible. And I don't really care about that. I had fun doing the Pacific Coast Highway, but that was maybe 3,500 years ago.
Yes.
We have Rick and Gene and Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.